Next week, the Eureka Springs Blues Weekend will feature performances of blues musicians throughout the town. Buddy Shute is one of those musicians. Buddy has represented the Ozarks Blues Society at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis twice, once in 2010 and again earlier this year. Yesterday, he stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio, where he spoke to Antoinette about his experience at the competition.
That's one of the honors of being able to go there is there's all these super-duper people that you get to play with and participate with and compete with and listen to and pick up, steal things, you know.
Steal, like, techniques or?
Yeah, well, it's everything's based on the blues and that they have a very complicated but fair way of judging. You get so many points for originality, so many points for blues content, so many points for vocals and musical ability, and you get to play two nights, and they have three judges each night, three different judges each night. So everybody has a very fair chance. And something like the blues is so basic. There's like no one way to do it right. So everybody has their own version of it, you know. And it's interesting to hear all the different. The people that came in second were from Germany, I believe, and they were amazing.
Well, you live here in Fayetteville, but you're not originally from here?
No, I'm originally from Memphis, which is interesting because that's where the contest was held.
Right.
So it was almost a full circle kind of thing. You know?
So what brought you to Fayetteville from Memphis?
Well, I have a place in Madison County out in the woods and just like the area very much. I was here like 30 years ago and just liked it and decided to stick around.
So when did you move here?
Approximately 30 years ago. I've been in and out. I lived up in Boston for a while, New Hampshire, New Orleans, but I'm in and out all the time.
So why blues? When did you get started with music? Were you raised in a musical family?
No. My family had trouble paying the radio. I was in the high school band, and I had a very good high school teacher, and I was on the football team, and I was in the band, and I couldn't do both, so I had to pick one. So I picked the band, and for some reason, music came easy to me. And I like all types of music. Blues is just the basic, the base of most other music. A lot of music is based on the blues, so it's just comes natural, I think.
So you said that at the Blues Festival, you know, people have different ways of doing the blues. What way do you have of doing the blues? How do you approach the genre?
Well, I grew up in Memphis listening to the blues and R&B, and there was rockabilly, and Memphis was a very good musical town to grow up in, and all that just kind of sinks in, and it all gets mixed up in there, and then it comes out in some way, and I try not to. There's all these great people that I want to. Not necessarily sound like, but I want to give the same feeling that they get when I hear them. You know, I want to give that feeling, but I don't want to just sound like them. You know, I just want to sound like me. And so it just kind of comes out. I don't plan on it too much. Just I try and keep it fairly simple.
Sure. Is there much planning that goes into your songwriting? You said you have some original pieces of work?
Yes. And again, I try and write about, it would be hard for me to write about being on a chain gang, you know. I can write about working on a roof or something. But I try and write about things I know about and have experienced or would like to experience.
Do you have experience as a roofer?
Oh, yeah, I do carpentry work.
Oh.
If anybody needs any work done.
That's your day job. Okay. Now, on June 15th, you're going to be at the auditorium in Eureka Springs for the Eureka Springs Blues Weekend.
Correct. I'm opening for, Leah and the Bojo Doctors, mm-hmm. and there's T.J. Knight, and then there's the Chicago Blues Review, and it should be the festival lasts 3 or 4 days,
right?
And this is like an afternoon show at the auditorium, and then all night long there's all the clubs, all the venues, and Eureka Springs have music, and there are different. You can buy a pass and just go from one to the other, and there's a lot of really good music, a lot of really good people. And
who are you excited to see?
Well, a lot of, like the Chicago Blues Review, a lot of the old-time guys, you know, that kind of formed everything, originated everything, or channeled everything into what it is now. And then, again, that's the beauty of this thing, is you can be walking by a club, going somewhere, and hear something you like and stop and just never leave, you know. It's just, there's all the people that you've never heard before are playing, and some are really good.
Well, you've brought your guitar, so would you like to play something for me?
I would. All right, this is Let's Work Together. It's written by Wilbert Harrison, and it was originally recorded. It was recorded by Canned Heat. They had a fairly big hit by it. It was, and he had a original version he wrote called "Let's Stick Together," and I play in a band with my wife, sings, and that's the version we do when she sings it, is "Let's Stick Together." And then he wrote another version called "Let's Work Together." That's this one. Together we stand, divided we fall. Come on now, people, let's get on the ball. Let's work together. Come on, let's work together. Now, people, you know together we will stand, every boy, girl, woman, and man. Now, if things go wrong as they sometimes will, the road we travel must be all uphill. Let's work together. Come on, let's work together. Now, people, you know together we will stand, every boy, girl, woman, and man. Two or three minutes, 2 or 3 hours, what does it matter in this lifetime of ours? Let's work together. Come on, let's work together. Now, people, you know together we will stand, every boy, girl, woman, and man. I'll play the blues. Make someone happy, make someone smile. Come on now, people, let's make life worthwhile. Let's work together. Come on, let's work together. Now, people, you know together
What a woman it ain't made.
That was good.
Yeah.
Why do you enjoy that song that you sing and perform
it? Just, it's a very positive, upbeat, feel-good song. It just makes you feel good.
Who doesn't enjoy that? Do you have one more you want to play for me?
I do. This, I wrote this song. It's called Barbecue, and again, it's similar, like I was saying before, about the music in Memphis, where the food and music was the food in Memphis. Well, I was very lucky to have a barbecue place right around the corner, and I was very shocked to find out that every place didn't have a barbecue place around the corner. It was. Walking down Beale Street like he was in a limousine. You got WDIA on the radio and you're feeling mighty clean. You're gonna go downtown, down to the rendezvous. Gonna meet all your friends and get some barbecue down by the river late at night. There's this bad dude walking beside me, but he don't wanna fight. He's just singing a tune so sweet and true. Just want some spare change to get some barbecue. Now I take life kind of easy. I leave my troubles at the door. I don't sweat the small stuff. I don't worry anymore. 'Cause when I have a problem, I tell you what I do. I write a letter to my congressman and get some barbecue. Baby got married, and on our wedding day, sitting to the mosque in my special way, she didn't send no heirloom like some mothers do. She didn't send no gold, she didn't send no china. She didn't send no silver, she sent some barbecue, barbecue, I like the pulled pork, you know, I like the I like it wet, I like it dry. Barbecue.
That was Buddy Shute inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio yesterday. He will perform at the Eureka Springs Blues Weekend at 3 p.m. June 15th at the Auditorium. More information about the festival is available at eurekaspringsblues.com.